Tell me about Maurice André.
Maurice André was a legendary trumpet player. He was the first person to really create the world of the solo classical trumpeter, just with his sheer force of personality, his charisma, his incredible sound. He had the most heartbreakingly beautiful sound, particularly on the piccolo trumpet, which he really brought into his own and made the trumpet into a serious art instrument by bringing alive all these concertos that were, first of all, a lot of music that wasn't even written for the trumpet. He gave it a completely new and different life by just playing it so convincingly, and his musical lines were so convincing that he absolutely, you know, it was a very strong argument for taking music and transcribing it for the trumpet. And the fact that he wasn't really a trumpeter, he was just a musician who had this incredible facility on the trumpet. And I think that that legacy will last for a very, very long time.
Did you know him? Did you study with him?
I didn't study with Maurice André, but I met him on a couple of occasions. I did the Concours de Maurice André in 1998 when I met him then, and he was a very charming man, very sweet, very generous and gracious. I remember the first round of the competition, there were hundreds of us, it felt like, and there was a large panel. You know, it's very intimidating, as these competitions always are, and we all played, you know, a few different movements of concertos, and there was an audience as well, it was open to the public, so people would clap each time. But before anyone even clapped, every time you played, you know, the smallest piece, whatever it was, he would shout "Merci," which was, I thought, so unnecessary, and, you know, just so polite and so, you know, so generous of him. He didn't have to do that. He could have kept his head down, working out who was going to get through to the next round, and he must have done that hundreds and hundreds of times. But what a lovely thing to do, you know, just to make that person who was going through so much feel a little bit more like, well, I'm glad I made this effort because I've had some contact with the great man himself.
When you went to France to study, you went there for a particular reason. Was André part of the teaching tradition? Was his a sound that you aspired to? Was he in your head?
Absolutely. His sound is something that's is unique, of course, to him, but just that way that he was transcending the physical, technical difficulties of the instrument. You know, he just rose above that, you know, to say what he needed to say, and that, of course, the solo tradition in France being so strong is, of course, because of him. I was studying with another French trumpeter called Anton Curé, who was the trumpeter in the Ensemble Intercontemporain with Boulez. And he was an amazing teacher. And basically, it's a very different tradition of teaching in France than it is in the UK, where our training is very orchestral. In France, it's very soloistic. Even if you are training to be an orchestral player, you know, to get a job in an orchestra, you still have to do a solo audition and play your concertos and this kind of thing. So in that way, I think Maurice André had even influenced that. You know, everyone who played the trumpet was treating it like, you know, an oboe or a flute or something that, you know, you think of in a solo way. I think he set the bar painfully high for everybody else because he made it sound so easy and so beautiful. You know, and I can't really think of anyone who's done it since and played in that way.
Was his sound a style of playing or just a simple ideal? In other words, do people play the way he plays now? Or is it? Was there some stylistic element of his that sort of is like, well, that's how they did it then, today we are doing something different?
Yeah, well, I think both, actually. I think both of those things are true. The way he played was of a time, you know, in the way that Carrie Anne was interpreting Bach with orchestras at that time. You know, Maurice André was interpreting, you know, in this kind of, he was very romantic. I think he was probably, I didn't know him very well, so I don't know if this is true, but I bet he was a really romantic person because he played with his heart on his sleeve, which was very much the tradition then. You know, even if you're playing Baroque music, which now the fashion is to be sort of very sparse, very, you know, that's the stylish thing right now. But when he was really immersed in it, it was really, or immersing himself in it, it was really luscious. And that, you know, that obviously is the sort of thing that, as time goes on, fashion changes. But what doesn't change is the beauty in the sound and the variety of the colours he was able to create within that. You know, the piccolo trumpet is it's a ridiculous instrument, really. It's so small, it hasn't got any harmonics. So to make it sound interesting is quite a feat of imagination, actually. So how he did that, I mean, you know, that will last forever.